Hi, DriveCast listeners. I'm Pastor Jeff, the Lewis Center Campus, and I'm welcoming you to our Friday DriveCast. And today, I hope you'll humor me by allowing me to geek out on a word found in John's Gospel, chapter 17. This chapter is known as Jesus' high priestly prayer that he prayed before his betrayal and his arrest. And when I read through this amazing prayer, what jumped out at me was how Jesus defined the concept of eternal life. John chapter 17, verse 3 reads, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Now, I don't know about you, but when I think or hear of eternal life, I think more futuristic. The when I die or when Jesus returns, the eternal life clock starts ticking and it's never going to stop. But Jesus defines eternal life way differently for us in John chapter 17, verse 3. He says, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and me whom you have sent." So what does it mean to know God? Knowing somebody in our culture, it can mean different things. For example, sure, I know Bill. That can mean that you've made his acquaintance, that you know him casually, or sure, I know Bill. And that means that you know Bill intimately. So now comes the geeking out part that I mentioned earlier. When John's Gospel was translated into English, the Greek word gnosko was translated into the word know. So when we read John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you," it doesn't quite capture the intended nuance of gnosko. Gnosko means learning to know through personal experience, which goes way beyond casual. Gnosko takes time and intent for you to get to learn someone through personal experience. And some of our staff exhibits traits of gnosko, the kind of gnosko that Jesus mentions. Often during the week, staff members, they go out into the lobby and they eat lunch. And as they spend time together, they're learning to know each other through personal experience, building relationships with each other. And despite the fact that some might argue that eternal life has a futuristic aspect to it, I believe Jesus is teaching us in his prayer that it has a current component to it as well. It's not something to be waited for, eternal life, but it can be cultivated by knowing God more. So I don't know where this drive cast hits you. For some, you know, you're actively flowing in the stream of eternal life by knowing God more. And for others, maybe you're inconsistent when it comes to gnosko, to learning God through personal experience. And a natural question may be, well, what can I do to know God more? You know, for me, I've come to know God better over many, many cups of coffee and reading through the four Gospels and observing closely the character traits of Jesus and how he engaged people by meeting them where they're at in their lives. I mean, after all, Jesus said to Philip, his disciple, "Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So, as usual, we close out DriveCast by praying together. And if you'd like to join me in prayer, let's pray something together like this. Jesus, thank you for reminding me today that since I'm a believer in you, that makes me a recipient of eternal life. I'm thankful you know me, Lord. And even though that's intimidating at times, it's also comforting. My desire is to know you more, to begin to walk in the experience of eternal life. So alert me to the fact that eternal life is in the here now by helping me to know you more. Amen. So, DriveCast listeners, I wish you a great weekend and a safe one, and hope to see you and your family worship with us at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying God bless.